Daniel Nardiello, how's he?
Well, hopefully he's fine, Andy. We trained on Friday, and just at the latter end of the session, the kid was just feeling the top of his Achilles, just where it goes up into the calf muscle. And he was in a little bit of discomfort Friday night to medical team, but discomfort as in playing. And I asked the medical staff, and they said it's a very, very minor strain. A few days, he should be fine, but if you play and it gets worse, it could be a problem. So the medical staff make the decision with things like that, and really, and I just rubber stamped it.
How long do you think it will be before he's available to train again and play again?
Well, hopefully he'll train this few days, and by Thursday he'll rejoin the whole group. Obviously, if there's a doubt by Thursday, then he would be available for Saturday. We need to see him in the whole group Thursday, but he's not, even as of this morning when I met with the head of medical down the circuit, he's told me that's the plan. So I'm not seeing it as an issue.
Michael O'Connor's returned to training today. How pleasing is it that he's getting back into the swing of things?
Oh, it's a big, big, big plus for us. He was simply fantastic in the best form of possibly his career when he went away with Northern Ireland for the second time. And for the second time coming back from Northern Ireland, he came back injured. So as much as I spoke about when I signed him, trying to get him back in that international picture, if you like, then I'm glad, I'm happy if he's not in it anymore because of the two injuries. But in all seriousness, he was in just simply outstanding, and he was our best performer for weeks, and it would be great to have him back.
It does, though, present a happy dilemma, doesn't it? Because Milsom, he's come in amongst others and really hit the straps. So the whole midfield unit has functioned really well over the time that he's been absent.
Yeah, I think the catalyst for Ollsley Fleckington has been simply a stunning signing since we signed him from Peterborough. Rob Milson's come in, he's been terrific. He's arguably been a better player for a couple of games, but he went down a shade on Saturday. So the fact that Michael's is back and hopefully back available for Saturday probably gives us that real competition that we need, because in every area of the team we do need competition, and it stops any form of complacency, because that engine room is so pivotal to what we do, because we work it so hard in there. And but we've got some big game players in there that when they play well, they're better than this level.
Last week's press conference, the prospect of a contract for Milsom was floated, because obviously he's only here at least until January. Is there a time scale for getting that done?
Well, we had a verbal agreement with Rob that subject to no horrific injury situation between the July when we signed him and the January, if you like, that it would automatically extend to the end of the season. We'll keep our word, and Rob Milsom will keep our word. So I personally see that just as a paperwork exercise. I think Rob does too. Mm.
Any other selection issues for this one then? Because you've obviously got, you're going to have to make changes in any case, because Arneson's gone off on international duty as well.
Yeah, Arne turned up, I just said to you, with three suitcases. I was waiting for the sombrero when he turned up on Friday to go to Brentford. But you never know. Look at what we're getting here in Dean Summer. Arne's gone off, but Claude Davis could hopefully will also be back in field training by the end of the week. Pablo Mills have got an opportunity to play at York, and Pablo's been excellent when he's played for us, excellent. And he's probably unlucky not to be involved before now. So we've got no real necessity to change it, but we have players crying for a game, good players. And we'll make two or three changes tomorrow night, but we'll be very respectful to the competition. We'll be very respectful to our supporters who pay hard-earned money to go across and support us. But I will make changes for the sake of protecting Saturday, which in the bigger picture, every league point we can get and every assist we can get to a league point is absolutely massive.
Some managers don't like the idea that because of the rules of this competition, you are forced into a certain selection for it. What's your take on that?
Well, I think you should just be listed as a first-team fixture and trust the judgment of the managers. I think where it's got a little bit silly in the past is some clubs have gone almost to the length of playing youth teams. And then we had almost a competition bottoming out when I think Gary Megson made some substitutions in the first minutes of a game. And I think then that demeans the opposition, that demeans and devalues the competition. But I think over and above that, I think managers should be left with the discretion. And I think if needed to, they should be reminded by the chairman and the board and everyone else around them that they have a responsibility. And I have a responsibility to do my level best to not only look after the squad and game time, etc., but to win a football match, because that's what we're paid to do.
York City then, what do you know about them right now?
A lot less than I knew last year. We knew the individuals, of course, and we've had them. Obviously, we've had our scouting staff pick them up, and we'll analyse those reports. I've started analysing the DVDs from Saturday night and Sunday, so I know more about them than I did before the weekend. What do you know? They're in terrific form. They've scored goals for fun in the last two games. They'll be desperate to have a run in the competition and give the season another boost. Tough place to go. And as we've just been read some stats out there that we've not won there in nine visits as a football club. So we like to get the stats and rip them up, just like we've done when we beat Sheffield United and Sheffield Wednesday this season. And, you know, and they're really difficult stats to break when you're in the sequence of it. So we've dealt with those two fantastic clubs. York City's another fantastic club, but at a different level. We need to go and deal with that.
And they've really sparked into life, haven't they? Because they had a fairly rough start to the season. Now, all of a sudden, they've won the last couple of games or unbeaten in three. It's really clicked for them all of a sudden.
Yeah, I think Nigel Worthington had difficulties with injuries and such like at the start of the season. And I think they had a real difficult introduction back into League Two with some fancy teams they had to come and cope with. But they've certainly scored goals for fun in the last two games. Terrific result at the weekend. And they'll approach your game full of confidence. But we've got fantastic players at this football club, and everyone in our first team squad is capable of performing and getting a result at York. The spirits are very high. We're enjoying coming into work every day, and we'll enjoy another night at York.
Can you win this competition?
Well, we could win it if we win the final. There's a lot of football to be played to get there. I think the focus is that we go there tomorrow night, and we always try and judge it on performances, but you have to have stroke/results/performances. Mm-hmm. And there is three or four players who have been knocking on my door in the last month asking for an opportunity to start a game in the first team and saying that they believe their performances in reserve games, stroke training, shows that. Well, two or three of them are going to get an opportunity tomorrow night, because how can I find it possible in my mind if a player goes out tomorrow night and gets man of the match and is outstanding, or goes out tomorrow night and gets himself a hat-trick, or goes out tomorrow night and, you know, and puts the shutters up? How can I leave them out?
And that's perhaps the one advantage of this competition for managers, isn't it? Because the perception is, well, with great respect, it's the lesser competition. It's not the League Cup, the FA Cup, and obviously not the league. But herein lies an opportunity to have a look at a few players.
I think it has a real place in the football calendar. And then I think we're very fortunate to have a company like Johnson's Paint sponsor it. And I don't know anyone there, so that's not a plug for them. You'd probably think that my wife works here or something like that, but it's not that case at all. It's a case of it's got a real place. There's a real opportunity tomorrow night for a good football match to take place. A beautiful pitch. There'll be a passionate support behind the goal in the home end, and they'll want to win. But when Steve Evans and Paul Rayner turn up with the Millers, then we want to make progress and be in round two of the Johnson Spent.
Just finally, are you done right now as regards loans, ins or out, I suppose?
Well, we're certainly not done. You know, we're always on the lookout. I think I use the phrase to the chairman, I'm only too short, and he has a little smile. The chairman knows I'm looking every day, and we've had this conversation only in the last few days. I'm looking every day to strengthen the squad. It doesn't mean that we find the ultimate player that can make us better, but that's what we're searching for. We had a player last week that football-wise, I think he would have improved what we've got. His attitude was abysmal. I couldn't sign him, I couldn't put him in that dressing room, because we worked too hard as a staff over the summer and last season to move our bad apples out of the barrel, and we're not going to put them in because this is a fantastic dressing room.
Can you elaborate on that?
No, it's not about elaboration. I think if players are known the team, players react different ways, don't they? Some, like we've got in the camp at the minute, have not been selected regularly, so what do? They grab the rope, they pull with the team, and they go and produce performances, and they keep the spirits high, and they make people very aware that they want the team to win, but they want to be a part of it. Or you get players like we'd around maybe last season, where they'll sulk and they want to moan about everything from if it's raining today, but tomorrow's sunny, and it might be cloudy on Friday, so that's a problem if we're training grey.